This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Hey Pentecost Monday. First posted July 7th, 2008, Psalm 86:11-17 Walking in God's Truth, paraphrase, Oh, Lord, teach me to know and live according to your way and your truth. Let my heart be united to fear, have appropriate awe and respect for the power and authority of your name, person and character. With my whole heart I will give thanks to the Lord, my God, and glorify his name forever. For the Lord has steadfast love for me and has delivered my soul from the power of death. O Lord, ruthless and godless men have risen up against me. They do not honor and fear you. But you, O Lord, are gracious, merciful, with abundant steadfast love and faithfulness. Have pity on me and help me. Give me your strength and save me, for I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. Reveal to me a sign of your favor, help and comfort me so that my enemies will see and be put to shame. Commentary: Believers will seek to know and live according to God's word. His word is the only way to know divine, eternal truth and have eternal life in the presence and fellowship of God our Creator. Jesus is the Word of God, fulfilled, embodied and demonstrated in human flesh in this world, John 1:1-5:14. Jesus is the only way to know and have fellowship with God, to know divine, eternal truth, and to have eternal life, John 14:15-17. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word, and salvation from our eternal condemnation, Acts 4:12. Jesus is the name of the Lord, Colossians 2:8-9, John 20:28. Only by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ can we be spiritually reborn, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection demonstrate to the world the truth and power of God's word. Jesus' resurrection from physical death to eternal life was experienced by over 500 eyewitnesses, 1 Corinthians 15:3-8, and is testified to by every truly born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciple of Jesus Christ since then, beginning with the Apostle Paul. We need to pray for united hearts, Psalm 86:11-C. We can desire to know and do God's will, but our hearts may also still want to live according to the desires of our flesh. We need to learn to resist the desires of our flesh so that we can trust and obey God's will with our whole hearts. God has shown his steadfast, unwavering love for us in giving his only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, while we were still sinners, Romans 5:8, John 3:16-17. God has delivered us from the power of death, Hebrews 2:14-15, through our faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8-9. Worldly people live to please themselves. Believers who try to live according to God's word will find themselves opposed by ruthless and godless people in this world. By the Bible record and by personal experience, as we trust and obey God's word, we know that God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and having abundant, steadfast love and faithfulness. God is fully able, faithful and willing to show us his favor, to give us his strength and save us from the power and intent of worldly people, so that the world can see his power and goodness. Because of God's faithfulness, we can pray to the Lord to give us his strength and for deliverance from our enemies in certainty that he will hear and answer our prayer. See conditions for answered prayer. Sidebar, top right, home. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.